I'm your host, Brenda Nelson, with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today, he has been with Old Republic for over 13 years. He's an agency manager and business development partner with the company. I'd like to give a real warm welcome to Matt Walton. Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Matt, as you know, on our show, we're currently highlighting some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they can overcome those obstacles. And one mistake we want to highlight or shine a light on today is ignoring industry facts and figures. Would you mind explaining exactly what this might look like?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I guess, you know, one of the things that really has changed, I think, over the years, especially in our business and real estate in general, is that I think we've kind of taken a detour from the single pitch selling where you walk into an office and you know, you think that you're just going to be able to sit down, present a service, talk about why, you know, your operation does things better than your competitor. And it's really taken more of a turn towards consultative selling. So when I think about that, that's what really makes me start to gauge the importance of understanding, you know, what's driving the industry, what trends are we starting to see in the industry? Because I think it's all too often now that you find yourself more in a conversational, consultative sort of position with your clients. And I know I can speak on behalf of some of my agents. They find themselves in those same discussions with their realtor and lender customers. So I think it really is important that when you're having these conversations with your clients that you can relate to them. You know, you can come off as a credible source of information and you can really bring some value to the table that they might not otherwise get. So while these things look and sound, I think, different depending on the situation that you're in, some examples I might give might be not understanding or being familiar with current refinance rates in your market. Maybe not understanding the purchase trends that are happening in your market right now, or seeing the different demographics that are, you know, maybe purchasing homes versus moving into rental markets, things of that nature. So, you know, I think being really familiar with what's driving the overall growth and success of your clients is super important.
Yeah, I agree. Can you tell me about maybe a time when you made one of these mistakes and how you remedied it?
Sure. it's funny. There's one that sticks out to me more than some of the others. I think I've done this countless times only because information changes and everything's moving at a rapid pace these days, right? So
right.
What might be happening today could very well change, you know, a week from now or a month from now. But I find myself coming back to industry information and industry data more so when I am sort of I don't want to use the term mentoring necessarily, but it has been in a mentorship capacity with some of my clients and using that information to really gauge their growth and their success. Interestingly enough, there was one particular case where we were developing a new business plan for this individual. And we were trying to identify whether, you know, there were markets that they haven't broken into and how well they were doing, you know, based off their numbers the year prior. So when we sat down, we really started digging in. This individual saw their revenue growth was up. I want to say it was somewhere around 18 to 20%. I mean, it was impressive growth. And when I started doing this same exercise with some other clients, I realized that their growth was actually even bigger than that. It was 30%, 35%, 38%. And I went to revisit some of the market share numbers. Now, I had already had the conversation with my agent that everything was great. I said, look, you guys deserve a huge pat on the back. This was, you know, exponential growth. You guys did great. But when I looked back at what was happening on the actual market share side of things, I realized that the Pennsylvania market had increased over 30% the year prior. So had I not had that information, and nonetheless, I think the growth was great. It was you know, it was substantial. He was making more money. But that being said, there was certainly much more business out there that could have been had or that he was failing to capture because of the fact that the market was actually outpacing his individual growth.
Right. So bottom line me, what's the best way to recognize and manage a mistake?
The best way to recognize it. I really think the best way to recognize it is to really just evaluate discussions that you have with people and to constantly read up and make sure that you are on top of what's happening in your local market. I think you need to make sure that you're staying on top of, you know, whether it be title news, real estate news, if you're a realtor, if your clients are realtors, if your clients are lenders, really understanding what's driving that business and what your markets are doing. Am I getting the same amount of deals from realtor A when I know that he's marketing in an area where he's doing 3 times, 4 times the amount of business? Am I seeing an increase or decrease from my lender clients when I know that there's a refinance boom and that there's a lot more business out there to be had? So I really think it's managing those mistakes and getting ahead of, in this particular case, a lot of times it's retroactive reflection, I think, on these mistakes. But as far as industry data, that's something that you can really stay ahead of. And I think it's easier to educate yourself and do a lot of research ahead of time to make sure that you're equipped with that information and avoid the mistake in the first place, because I know how embarrassing it can be when you're caught off guard or you think you know something and then your client tells you otherwise at a meeting. It's never a good place to be.
Yes. Well, Matt, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for your expertise. It really was informative. I didn't think about using industry facts and figures the way that you've talked about them. So thank you, listeners, for joining us in this discussion. And until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.